This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Judge Gene L. Brogdon oversees daytime TV's newest sensation, Personal Injury Court, a courtroom program focused on highly charged cases alleging harm from personal injuries. Judge Gene L. reviews the details of each case, shares his legal knowledge as he deliberates, and offers viewers a layman's understanding of the law and their rights. He joins us on today's This Week in America. Also with us, legendary homicide detective Phil Waters, talking about some of his most famous cases. He's made a name for himself as one of the nation's most successful interrogators, securing confessions in over 90% of the cases he was assigned. Personal Injury Court's presiding Judge Gino, next on This Week in America.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Judge Gene L. Brogdon is presiding judge of TV's newest daytime sensation, Personal Injury Court, a courtroom program focused on highly charged cases alleging harm from personal injuries. Judge Brogdon knows his way around the courtroom. A trial lawyer in a number of large, respected law firms in Atlanta, prosecuting and defending a diversified portfolio of serious civil matters across the country, serving for over a decade on one of the busiest trial benches in the Southeast, Atlanta's Fulton County, overseeing thousands of civil cases, as a full-time mediator, arbitrator, special master, handling nearly 3,000 cases, known as a no-nonsense trial judge with a big sense of humor. Judge Gene L. Brogdon, presiding over the daily, nationally syndicated daytime courtroom show Personal Injury Court, depicting some of the most outrageous, painful, and costliest personal injury cases ever seen on TV. Judge Brogdon with us on This Week in America. Judge, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's really good to be here.
You know, there's really nothing else like this on television. What do you think makes Personal Injury Court different than the other programs out there?
I tend to think of Personal Injury Court like a good Ohio chili or a New Orleans gumbo. It's got a little bit of something for everyone, from the quirkiness of the cases to the drama of the litigants to the heartstrings, the laughter, the pace, the experts. It's got something for everybody. It is something that's going to either make you really happy, really silly, really mad, but it will keep you watching.
Well, and that's the emotions that we go through as we watch that. We're gasping at one moment, laughing at the next, and almost in tears at another moment on the program. And these are real stories based on real legal principles. Talk about that, because many of these stories literally are ripped from the headlines.
They are. And what we wanted to be as authentic as possible, because courtrooms represent all of the human drama that we experience in everyday life. That's part of why people are attracted to courtrooms. So you get good, interesting cases, good, interesting issues, and people get to feel it all. And I think that's what makes them come back.
Why did this show appeal to you when they came to you? What was it about this concept that's like, you know, I really think this could be an entertaining program and a benefit to the viewers as well? What appealed to you?
Well, a couple things appealed to me, Rick. One, it is right in my wheelhouse in the sense that I have spent the last 34 years of my professional life dealing with personal injury, whether as a mediator, a trial judge, a trial lawyer, an arbitrator, whatever it is, it's been involving the most serious, most dramatic of personal injury cases. So the subject matter was appealing to me because it's something that I know. But I also have always loved being in the courtroom. So for me to be in the courtroom where it's bright lights, lots of things moving, it's a dynamic process, it appeals to my few strengths. And I also wanted to be involved in something that would be exciting to people, that people couldn't wait to come back the next day. And for me to have a little piece in that just really, really makes my life complete. It really does.
What is different about this than all of the other cases, the courtrooms that you've been in, is the bright lights and they're on you. Talk about, because it seems like you've made a seamless adjustment to, it's almost like the camera's not there. You're just presiding over a courtroom. What has this been like, this transition to being on television?
Well, being in front of a crowd has never been really strange to me because I'm the youngest of 11 children, 9 boys and 2 girls. So having 10 older brothers and sisters, I've kind of been a performer of sorts from my childhood.
Yes.
But I'm more comfortable when there are more people there. And that doesn't mean I'm an attention seeker, but the crowds don't bother me. The pressure doesn't bother me. I was an athlete from 9 years old all the way through college. So performing in front of a crowd is not second nature. It's first nature to me. But it is not performing to me. This is really who I am. And that's part of what I love about the show, is I can just be me and be in a setting that I know, that I enjoy, and that makes me grow. And that's the attraction to personal injury court.
With us on This Week in America is Judge Gino Brogdon, presiding judge, daytime TV's newest sensation, Personal Injury Court, airing daily in syndication. The website, personalinjurycourttv.com. Check there for local listings. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As we're watching, maybe we tend to forget these represent real cases and real people. Talk about the types of some of the cases involved and how you go about determining fault and determining a cash settlement.
Well, these cases are a spectrum of the peculiar ways that people suffer personal injuries. That is, someone falls in a septic tank, a porta potty gets knocked over and the guy gets covered by its containments. Another guy gets his eye put out in a adult entertainment club when the dancer's shoe comes off. A lady slips in a parlor when she picks her dog up and breaks her leg and the dog's leg. It's all these really peculiar things that give the audience the variety they need to stay interested, but also give them the platform to experience all the things that we tend to enjoy experiencing, the tears of joy, the tears of sadness, the heart rush of love and warmth. All these things are represented in this show.
How do you go about determining responsibility, partial responsibility, no responsibility?
Rick, the responsibility is first based on the foundation of the law. The law is the framework in which we place the evidence. I take the evidence and I weigh it. It is based on my experience. It's based on the apparatus of what a plaintiff has to prove and what the responses are, and then I make the call that judges do, that I've done thousands of times in terms of assigning responsibility, but cannot give in to sympathy or favor just because someone has a horrible injury. We got one case where a guy is suing for $19 million, and the result shocked people because I, as the judge, have to be loyal to the law, and I rule according to the law and the evidence. That's how it's been determined in every case.
Is there sort of a guideline you go through when you're assigning a settlement, putting a dollar amount on? Obviously, you've got one side saying injuries weren't that great, he's going to be back to work in no time, not a problem. The other side saying, judge, this is going to stay with me for life. How do you balance that and come up with a fair amount?
Well, some of it is based on the veracity or believability of the witnesses and the parties. When two people tell two competing stories, I've got to decide which one matches common sense and matches the facts. There's not really a formula that goes through other than the basis of my experience and my loyalty to the law. If the plaintiff, for example, proves a terrible injury but doesn't prove that the defendant did something wrong, then that's one verdict. If the plaintiff proves that the defendant did something wrong, caused a horrible injury, but the plaintiff contributed to that, then I have the hard task of assigning some blame to the plaintiff. Sometimes it's enough blame that the plaintiff loses, but it's not really formulaic. It's more experiential and then fitting within the framework of the evidence and the law that applies.
Talk about the evidence, because you have personal experts who come in, the experts who come in and offer their opinion one way or the other. You've got eyewitnesses. You also have surveillance video. And as I'm watching, I'm thinking, everything's on video now. Is that one of the major changes you've seen over the years? If someone makes a claim, somebody's probably got a video of it.
Technology and this super information highway that we're on has affected everything, and it certainly has changed the way evidence is presented, preserved, and viewed in courtrooms. You're absolutely right, Rick. Videos and photographs and surveillance, those things are very, very important, because you don't have to hire a service now to follow somebody and put them on video. The average person can do that by phone. People in buildings, one of the episodes that we had, there was video in a staircase that captured a guy who was feigning an injury. Had we not had that video, this guy may have gotten an award, but I instead threw him out of my courtroom when I realized that he was a fraud. But the technology has affected everything in the courtroom, and the evidence comes in a bunch of different ways. It comes by witness testimony, it comes by documentary evidence, it comes by tangible evidence like harnesses and pipes and things like that. It comes by demonstration. There are a number of demonstrations, which is one of the things that makes this show so unique. But then it comes by these various experts. We've got all kinds of experts, from orthopedists to comedians to sound check people, to celebrity dancers, in terms of real kind of ballet dancers, formal dancers, adult dancers. We've got carpenters and metallurgists. I mean, this show has more variety than any show that has ever been on TV in my lifetime, and I'm 58 years old.
Personal Injury Court is the name of the program. Judge Dino Brogdon, presiding judge. A minute or so left in the program. You've got three sons that know their way around a court as well. Two attorneys and one standout NBA player. Talk about how proud you have to be as a father. You're proud of your legal career, but you have to be proud of sons, two following you in the legal profession, one a former NBA Rookie of the Year.
To have sons like this is the crown jewel of my life. I'd like to take credit for everything they've done, but the credit really goes to both me and their mom, and to them. My boys are really hardworking guys. Malcolm, who plays with the Pacers, there's no one going to outwork him. My other two sons, Gino and John, they have that same work ethic in their approach to the law practice. So I've always preached to them that there are real certain ingredients to success. One is work as hard as you possibly can. Two is know as much as you possibly can know. And three is stay in your lane, and then success is your destiny. So they've lived that out, and the credit really goes to them. I had some small part in it, but I take my hat off to my sons.
Judge, it's been so much fun having you on the program. With us has been Judge Gino Brogdon, presiding judge of the new daytime series, Personal Injury Court. It airs daily in syndication. If you go to the website, personalinjurycourttv.com, you can check the local listings. You can link on directly to that site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Judge, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching every day as all of these cases unfold. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm so grateful. And please have me back if you see so fit.
I would
have a wonderful holiday.
Would love to. You as well. If you're listening to This Week in America, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306. Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Houston Police Detective Phil Waters is considered one of the nation's most successful interrogators. That will happen when you help solve almost 400 murder cases, gaining confessions in 90% of those. The legendary homicide detective recounts his most shocking cases in the new Investigation Discovery series, The Interrogator, giving viewers the first look ever inside the witness room. Detective Waters has been in law enforcement for 33 years, assigned to the Houston Police Homicide Division for 23 years, working a large number of varying homicide investigations and high-profile cases, one of the original members of the department's gang member murder task force, where he worked over 140 gang-related homicide cases, a 96% clearance rate. He's worked hundreds of investigations, kidnapping, murder for hire, aggravated assault, deadly conduct, and others, been featured on numerous network and local broadcasts, and now Detective Phil Waters, his most famous cases on Investigation Discovery's new series, The Interrogator, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Detective, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. I guess that's the end of the show, right?
Yeah, we're out of time. Drive careful, and we'll see you next time. This is so amazing, the background that you've had and what you've been able to do. And the nice thing is, as I understand, we're going to be right with you in the witness room. We've really never seen anything like this before on TV, have we?
I don't think so. This is going to be, there's a lot of shows that you'll see bits and pieces of people
yes.
in the interview room. But this show is unique in that you're going to be introduced, you're going to be right in the interview room, intimately involved in the interview and what's taking place in the room.
What is the most important thing you do before you enter that witness room? How do you prepare for that? I'm assuming the first couple of minutes are crucial in establishing a relationship so you can get information.
Right. I want to be able to know as much about that person as I can. And so it will tell me what my approach is going to be. It's going to give me an idea of the theme that I'm going to develop when I walk in there. Just to give you an example, there are many times where I'll have a suspect that's in the room, and they may have spent some time in the military. Well, I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran, so that's going to be one of the things that I'm going to walk into the room. And one of the first things I'm going to try to establish with them is that relationship. It's through our shared military experience. In fact, one of the shows is going to be that kind of an interview where I had a suspect who had spent time in the Navy. Of course, I'd spent time in the Marines. And the first thing that I talked to him about when we took custody of him was our shared military experience. So I wanted to establish that relationship with him quickly and let him know that I'm just not in there seeking a confession. I was always in the room trying to seek the truth.
Is there a point in your conversation with the people in the witness room where you sort of feel, okay, they've just let the guard down a little bit, I can go a little bit further now? Is there a point when you feel maybe you've gained that trust?
Well, that's an ebb and flow to that.
Yes.
And there is certainly when you first walk into the room, everybody is on pins and needles, I mean, in terms of the suspect. I walk in, I introduce myself as Phil Waters. You can call me Phil, and what would you like me to call you? Because sometimes they'll have a street name, they may have another name, and I don't want to go in and show disrespect to them by thinking that I'm so familiar with them that I can call them by that. So I want to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're establishing that relationship in a positive way right from the beginning.
Legendary homicide detective Phil Waters, our guest, it recounts his six most famous cases in the new Investigation Discovery series, The Interrogator, Thursdays, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. How difficult was it to go back and pick six cases to focus on this series?
Well, it was the cases that we wanted to feature, obviously, are the ones that had in-depth interviews, had a lot of interviews, and were interviews that brought about the desired results, which was a successful prosecution. So, again, never walked into a room seeking a confession, always walked into the room seeking the truth. And in each one of these episodes, we got as close to the truth as we could possibly get.
In one of the episodes, the title of that is You Know What Time It Is. We actually see the confession. Just briefly sort of set that up where you take them to the point where suddenly, whether they know it or not, they're actually confessing.
That particular interview, that was the one that lasted for well over 4 hours.
Wow.
So that was the interviewer is the one that calls the ball. The interviewer is the one that's going to shut down that interview, unless, of course, the person you're talking to says, you know, I don't want to do this any longer, and they shut it down. But in my career, I've had very few that have done that. They usually stick with me, and as long as they're willing to stick in that room and talk to me, I'll sit there and talk to them. And that was the case there. In fact, we were there for 4 hours. He finally, in the last, I think, 40 minutes, finally confessed and admitted to what he had done and described what he did, demonstrated what he did. And then at the end of that interview, and this was priceless, he apologized to me for wasting my time.
Just absolutely, we all get to see it unfold on the new investigation discovery series, The Interrogator, Thursdays, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. In several of the episodes, it's described as cases that will have a lasting impact on you, cases that are personal. Talk about those. Out of hundreds of cases that you've done, obviously some of these are still with you.
Well, the relationship between myself and the victim's families involved, and the one thing that I've come to realize is that it didn't matter who the victim was. It didn't matter if they were a junkie on the street found in a ditch, if they were a socialite found in the upper scale section of Houston, and anybody in between, that regardless of who that person was in life, they were someone to somebody else. They were someone's mom, someone's dad, someone's brother, sister, someone's friend. And so I wanted to treat all of those folks with dignity and respect and give them what I would hope to be a measure of justice and then a sense of peace for what has happened to their family member.
You're described as having a calm demeanor. How did this come about, this skill that you've developed? You don't go to the library and pick up a book on how to bust a perp. I mean, this is something that obviously you developed. How do you develop this skill?
I'm not sure my wife would agree with you on the calm demeanor description, but or my kids. But in the interview room, it is a matter of you want to establish a relationship, and you want that relationship established in a positive way about a most negative topic. So when we're talking about committing the most horrific crime, which is the taking of a human life, we don't want to walk in there and automatically be a threat to the person you're talking to, because you want to build this relationship of trust. And so I think it is a matter, the art of the interview is truly an art. It's something that has to be worked on. It's a skill. It's not something that, you know, people will tell me when I've taught classes on interview, well, you know, I can really talk to people and, you know, they're good BSers. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good interviewers.
Yes.
So I would say in my case, it was something that I consciously made an effort to develop that skill set in the interview room.
How important are things other than what the witness says? And I'm talking about maybe the way they say it, the voice inflection, body language, and your overall instinct. I imagine it's something you only get from decades on the police department.
Well, that's true. And it is again, it's a skill. It is something that you develop. You know, every time I do an interview, I look at the interview, not only for court, but just to give myself a critique of what did I do in that interview that I could have done differently? What could I have said differently? Should I have said what I said? Should I have not said that at all? So it's a multifaceted operation inside the interview room. We're not only listening to what they're saying, we're listening to how they say it. We're watching their eyes. We're watching their body language. So there's a multifaceted, and it takes, you've got to develop the skill to be able to watch those things and start to develop your interview style, because there you may ask a question early on that causes a problem for them where they don't like that question, and they're showing you that by just the way they're sitting there. And then you may want to back off of that, ask something that's less threatening, then come back around and ask that same question later on and see if you get a different response. So everything in there is calculated, even the room setup. So everything in there is calculated to get the result of getting closest to the truth.
Well, we're looking forward to watching our guest on the program, listening to our guest on the program, Phil Waters, the legendary homicide detective, recounting his six most famous cases, the new investigation discovery series, The Interrogator, Thursdays on Investigation Discovery, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Detective, a pleasure having you on the program. Really looking forward to this series. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Same here, sir. You're listening to This Week in America. Find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.